All righty, hour number two with Relentless Positive Radio and the team, Dave Rieger in for Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, the queen of the switches, getting her voice back, Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First. And we're all here on this beautiful Friday. I had said earlier, no clouds in the sky. I see clouds now, but it's blue sky and it's a beautiful, beautiful day. I hope it's a beautiful weekend as well. Nolan Findlay is out of his meeting, so we're going to start off this hour with him. And front page of the Detroit News, it's something like still hanging or something. I don't have it right in front of me. My paper didn't come today, Nolan, and I had to look at it online, which I hate doing. But I don't know if it was the power outage or what happened. But it isn't there a picture of the bridge on the front page? The Gordie Howe Bridge?
But I'm going to give you a little pro tip here. If you go to the Detroit News website, down in the right corner, when you scroll down, it'll say today's e-newspaper, and you could look at the newspaper online exactly as it looks in print.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
That's the way I read it.
Oh, you do? Well, I still get the print, and I get it delivered, and
me
I
too.
Pay the extra money, but I like the print. I just like sitting there with the newspaper in my hand, especially on the weekend.
Me too. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Not so crazy about that Sunday newspaper, but the rest of the week, I like to have it in my hand.
Yeah, there's some other name on the Sunday paper. How long is that going to last like that?
Who knows?
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, the Gordie Howe Bridge, I don't know what to say.
Here's what I think. I'm beginning to wonder if there's anything that Donald Trump can't screw up. That bridge is built. It's ready to open. You could have cars and trucks on it right now. Canada paid for the darn thing.
I know.
Didn't cost Michigan taxpayers a dime. Now he's out here trying to twist Canada's arm. How much money are you going to give us and when? Why would they ever give us a dime? We didn't, we wrote this when this was first proposed. They didn't pay for the bridge. We didn't pay for the bridge.
No, we didn't.
Canada did.
And I was not.
We got no claim on that toll revenue.
I didn't like the whole idea, frankly. I said it at the time. I was like a lone voice. Let the Maroons build another bridge. They're going to take on the responsibility. Why put the state involved? Then it's a year late, and now we have all this issue. Now we 30 years of no money from getting, we don't get tax revenue. We don't get anything. Don't even get me started. But you're right. This should, it's ready. It should start. And no one's speaking up because everyone's afraid of President Trump to cross him. I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I think, obviously Canada is in a tough situation. Spent $5 billion and they got a bridge they can't make money off of, can't start paying back their bills. And we made a deal with Canada. Mm. We signed an agreement with Canada. And for, Donald Trump to say, well, our word means nothing, our signature on a contract means nothing, I'm going to throw it all away, tells you a lot about who he is.
Well, there's been a lot of things he's done that I think are good, but the way he does many things is not so good. We're not used to it, and no one should get used to it because it's not particularly the wisest and best way to go about doing things that, in fact, might be good. Again, I go back to what someone told me. I won't even tell you who told me, but they said a long time ago, and this happens because something bad will happen and then he'll make it worse. Things that he could take advantage of and show that one side is doing something incorrectly, but he'll say or do something that makes people then go for the people who are doing the wrong thing. It's too hard to explain, but this summed it up pretty well. The only time that President Trump is not shooting himself in the foot is when he's reloading his gun.
Yeah.
And this is another example of stepping into something that he, honestly, there was no reason to step into this. And I'm tired of living here and having to apologize to Canadian friends and to keep saying, no, we do love you. Don't worry about what Washington says. Because we're the ones who interact with the Canadians on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, I mean, I tell you, Paul, I've been interviewing candidates for office for our endorsements for the last few weeks, and Republican candidates are worried to death about what he's going to do to them this fall. And, you know, it's getting pretty close to point of no return in terms of the damage he's done to Republican candidates in this election. And if Democrats take over that Congress, Donald Trump's going to be packing his bags.
Well, there's no question that at the moment that the first thing they're going to do is what we've all predicted they will do. They will go after him. And
of course,
I don't know what he can do about that other than maybe have paid better attention to ways to help the Republicans hang on to seats that they may very well lose.
And what if he didn't do it instead? He's the primary, sure thing Republicans, just like he did in 2018. Oh, you didn't go along with me, so I'm giving you a primary. And to a person, almost, those people he supported over the incumbents lost in the general election. And it'll happen this time, too.
So what are people, you're out there way more than I am, we've got Nolan Findlay with us, editorial page editor, the Detroit News, co-author of the Civility book, the one that should be must reading for people in Washington, Lansing, and everywhere else, A Guide to Building Bridges, no pun intended, across the political divide with Stephen Henderson and Lynn Gollidner. But what's somebody like Rick Snyder saying, who's not afraid to speak out, but I haven't heard anything regarding what's gone on with the bridge, and it could be argued that the bridge is his baby.
Yeah, well, I had a column yesterday on his observations, and he talked about what he said is Trump is once again spreading misinformation about the bridge. They had a good deal, and we should be using the bridge today. And the governor was quite firm in his position that Trump ought to get out of the way and let this deal go forward as originally made. You can't let a $5 billion bridge get built and then say, oh, wait a minute, we've changed our mind.
No, you can't do that. Although the president might think so, you can't do that. And I did see in your column some of the things that you talked about, the impact of the Gordie Howe crossing, according to who was a great governor, even though people don't want to remember that on the Democrat side, yeah. Rick Snyder, talks about more jobs, more prosperity on both sides of the river. It'll make it less expensive, easier to do business between the two countries, and that results in jobs and better quality of life for everybody. And he says we need to take a longer view. If you think about a cycle being 5 years or 10 years, this span is going to be here for 125 years.
Yeah.
There'll be multiple ups and downs, but the long-term trend line is up and will continue to be up. God bless him for that.
Yeah, you should have seen him out there. You know, I was with him out there in Delray. He was looking at that bridge. You've never seen a guy so excited in your life. I mean, he was tickled to death.
Yeah. Well, we'll get through it right after the weekend when we sign again. We're told we're going to sign a peace agreement with Iran.
And, is the war over again, Paul?
They're going to end the war for the 15th time. And and God knows we won it in the first week, but somehow they still shot down jets and helicopters, and I don't know why. There may be a method to the madness, but I have not yet figured out what it is.
Right now, it's evolved into just plain madness. But, you know, people tell him the greatest military victory they've ever seen in history.
Yeah, I kind of want to wake up and find out that there was this massive plan that we just didn't get, and it's been carried out beautifully. But that's like me standing at the pile of the horse manure, digging with a shovel, believing there's that pony I've always wanted at the bottom.
I don't know. It's been a wild ride, hasn't it, Paul?
It has. And that's coming from a guy who supports him. Anyway, Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor, The Detroit News, co-author of the Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, along with your friend Stephen Henderson and Lynn Gollidner. Thank you, Nolan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
115 WJR.